Welcome to Legislative Report with Lancaster County Representative Brian Cutler joining us this week. Representative Cutler, a legislative package was proposed to streamline state government. Tell us about this.
Well, earlier this week, myself and some colleagues held a press event to unveil a series of bills. Your listeners might recall that Representative Steve Bloom had introduced the merger of the Health and Human Services departments, which was a priority of the governor during his budget address last year. He has renewed calls for that merger again this year. Representative Bloom introduced that language again for this legislative session. Additionally, we took some other areas of government that we thought could be streamlined because there's a lot of overlap amongst different programs and different departments that serve many of the same people. And I'll use the Health and Human Services example. There's three programs that are housed in those two departments and overseen by entirely different groups of people, even though they all serve the same constituency. You have the Temporary Assistance Needy for Families, or TANF. You have the WIC program, which is for women, infant, and children. And then you've got the SNAP benefits, or traditionally what people might refer to as food stamps. These three programs are very similar. Sometimes they serve the same people. And our goal is to streamline the administrative side of these programs so that more of the money can actually be used to help the individuals who need it. Additionally, Representative Fritz had a proposal. There's about 15 or 16 different boards and panels that have not met in nearly a decade, yet they may receive funding or have money in some of their accounts. In many cases, the boards had a purpose when they were started, but that purpose has since been subsumed by another area of government, and the board has never officially been abolished. So his proposal would get rid of the duplicative areas of that are conflicting with other areas of the departments, get rid of these boards that have no longer met, and pull their money back into the general fund. Additionally, Representative Grove looked to streamline the area of budgeting and administrative areas of the budget. For example, the governor's Go Time initiative, where he's looking for savings in government, the Office of Budget, where they send a lot of the numbers, and a lot of those areas, you know, each separate department would have their own budget people, and each individual department would be responsible for some of their own areas. We're looking to streamline that. There's also a proposal, and I think this one's probably would have the most impact, where we would streamline the process by which people would interact with government, both at the local government level. Representative Dowling had that proposal, where sometimes if you're working on a road project, you've got to call PennDOT, which is under the Department of Transportation, then you've got to call DEP for your environmental permits. And we're looking to make it easy, a one-stop shop or one point of contact. Many of the other states have done it. Many of the other states that, quite frankly, are stealing our businesses from us and encouraging them to relocate, they make it very simple to come in. They have a one-stop shop. This is similar to the governor's action team, where he tries to encourage businesses to locate here. But quite frankly, I don't think it gets much easier than having one point of contact. So if we could do that, I think we would be a lot more enticing to other areas of the country that want to locate here for a variety of reasons, whether it be our skilled workforce, our location, or our abundant natural resources. So the effort is to take a hard look at the governmental services that are currently being provided. Just like we've asked other people in the Commonwealth to do more with less money, I think we should do the same.
You had a town hall meeting in New Providence. What did you hear from your constituents there, and what did you have to say to them?
It was a very, very good event. We had met for about an hour and a half, took questions from the audience. I gave a budget update as well as a congressional redistricting update, and then opened it up for general questions. The vast majority of the questions centered around property taxes, which, as you know and your listeners know, is an issue that is very prevalent here in Lancaster County, as well as Berks and Lebanon, York and Adams. Pension reform was a lengthy discussion. They wanted to know how soon the new plan was going to kick in, how soon we'd pay down the unfunded liability. But that technically bled into the property tax discussion because increased pension payments is the biggest cost driver in property taxes for the local school taxes. We also talked about congressional redistricting. There was a lot of questions about the current position of the case, whether or not I thought the United States Supreme Court would intervene. And there has been an additional filing filed there, as well as a filing in Middle District from a variety of interested parties in the case, because I do believe that while the court can require the General Assembly and the governor to draw new maps if they're declared unconstitutional. I do think the remedy that they offered, which was drawing the maps themselves, is simply unconstitutional. Justice Max Baer, a Democrat, highlighted it, and his words were that he thought that the remedy infringed on the separation of powers and was it was just very questionable if it was constitutional. So we'll see what happens with all the different cases that are currently pending, filed by a wide variety of folks. And in the interim, we'll just keep looking to find a solution.
Representative Cutler, thank you for another legislative report.